and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Tonight on Unleashed, well, you can probably already guess what we'll be discussing. 3 hours and 20 minutes of debate awesomeness last night, so we'll be covering that, of course, and we'll probably do that for the full hour, so this is going to be fun. It is Thursday, September 17th, 2015, just after 11 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. Matt Connerton Unleashed starts now.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Matt Connerton Unleashed, live on this glorious Thursday night from the Uptown Auto Repair Studio in Manchester, New Hampshire. And Jen Coffey is with me, of course. How are you, Jen?
I am ducky. How are you?
Doing well. recovering from that. That was a long, long debate last night.
It was really long. It was a lot longer than I anticipated it to be.
Yeah.
The longer it is, the better.
It was, about 11:20 when it wrapped up. So, yeah. We have plenty of material to discuss, that's for sure.
Where to begin?
So, of course, we are live as we are every, we do the show five nights a week on IPM Nation. And, of course, every Tuesday and Thursday night, we also have the honor and privilege of being on Om Times Radio at omtimes.com/IOM. And very happy to, I'm glad, by the way, speaking of the length of the debate, I'm glad we didn't try to get online last night to do something because I was just wiped out. I mean, it would have been too late anyway, but by the time it got over. But so we are live tonight. We'll give our impressions about the debate and so forth. And we would love to hear from you, by the way. We do have a phone line open if you'd like to call into the show tonight. If you're listening live, of course. If you're listening later, perhaps on the radio on demand feature on Om Times, try to call.
Matt. Do you really think you need to explain that?
Well, you never know. Someone might...
I think our listeners are intelligent. I think they get that if they hit on demand, we're not live.
I know, but you never know. Someone might be confused. They might be listening to the show at 3 a.m. and decide to call.
That's when you're listening to the shows or
and then 3 and then I answer and there's heavy breathing and I don't know what's going on and then I'm confused.
No, that's our protagonist. That's something else altogether.
Oh, I'm thinking of another show.
That's
I apologize.
Entirely different.
Yes, you're right. Yeah,
you are confused.
Oh, I do. I get very confused.
Who's the president of the United States?
It's Joe Biden. Oh, that's in 16 months from now. I'm sorry.
Oh, so, you
can call us.
Already.
You can call us. Please call us at 617-417-4IPM. You can call, or if you're a little bashful, you can text us at that number, 617-417-4IPM. Also, too, you can call us on Skype. But actually, as they say in show business, don't Skype us, we'll Skype you. If you'd like to enter the conversation via Skype, send us a contact request, and then we will add you to the conversation on our end. Trust me, it's just easier that way. That way we can bring you in at an opportune time and take part in your wit and wisdom. And, of course, if we're already connected on Skype, just say something in the chat room or via text and we'll bring you in. Of course,
signals work, too.
Well, not at night. I keep trying to tell you, not at night.
I'm going to...
No smoke signals at night.
We can put the glow-in-the-dark, like, logs with the color.
Not that I would discourage our Native American friends from calling, of course.
Hey, now, why are you assuming that they're the only ones that are going to use smoke signals? I think that was just...
That was terribly prejudiced of me.
That was very bad.
I'm terrible.
That was very bad.
Also, of course, we...
That was a cruise moment.
I did mention the chat room at ipmnation.com/MCU radio. Not only is the chat room there if you'd like to participate in the show that way, but also, too, we have links to our Facebook and Twitter. So I don't have to give you all that information. You can just go there, click the Facebook or the Twitter if you'd like to participate in the show that way. And, of course, the phone number is there if you can't remember it. and all that good stuff. So you have, I don't know, like 9 or 10 different ways to get in touch with us during the program. Of course, the Facebook and Twitter thing, that you can do at 3 o'clock in the morning. We'll just save it for the next show. So,
and we do.
And we do, yes.
And we do.
Absolutely. So, quick impressions, of course. Carly Fiorina terrifies me.
Scary freaking woman.
Yeah.
You need not have a finger near anything explosive.
Well, let me say, too.
I don't even want any clocks.
Before we go any further, too, let me just say the good thing about having you here to also express this.
Woman thing, I am going to start throwing things
at you. Well, no. But listen, though. Here's the thing. Because you can vouch for me that you also find her scary, it sort of inoculates me from – because inevitably some feminist is going to be listening to this and going, oh, you just don't like her because she's a woman. She's a woman and she talks tough. And that's not true at all.
I don't like her because she wants to blow shit up and kill people and she doesn't want to talk to anybody. And the first thing, I think the first thing that I sent out for a message last night was this woman wants to bring back the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
Followed up with, nope, she wants World War III.
And she's not even one of those evangelical Christians. Like we talk about, you know, people like Huckabee and Santorum who, you know, because of what they believe deep down, they'll never come right out and say it, but they believe ultimately that Armageddon is a good thing. Because according to their belief system, that brings about the second coming of Christ, et cetera. That's why
reason to not have those people have a finger on a button.
Right. I've always said an evangelical Christian must never be allowed access to nuclear weapons. Carly Fiorina, I have no idea what her belief system is religiously, but
I could care less.
But she was scarier than nobody else on that stage said anything close to what she said.
Why would you? She literally was like, I won't talk to Putin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good attitude. Let's not talk to other countries.
Yeah, she's talking about
let's just shut down and become isolationists and not have any communications with people.
Well, and then she was talking about rebuilding our missile defenses in Europe. And I mean, that very specifically, that's Cold War speak.
It's very scary stuff. It very much is. And it's reminiscent. I mean, what are you going to hear next? Does she want to, you know, is she going to start, you know, funding the Contras or something? You know, we're going to go back to that kind of era where we're putting missiles in Western Europe. And, you know, these are the things that happened in the past. We don't want to bring that back.
Trump, on the other hand, sounds...
No, he wants to talk to everybody.
There's something kind of reassuring, actually, and I know I've been critical of Trump in some ways, but the way he kind of says, you know, I think I'd get along really well with Putin, there's something kind of reassuring about hearing that. I don't know if it's true, but maybe it is.
Actually, I think they would, because they're both strong men and strong leaders, and they have very distinct positions, and... You know, they don't want their country to be seen weaker than another country.
Can you imagine, though, Trump riding horseback shirtless?
Why would that even remotely come into the conversation?
Well, because...
Where is your brain tonight?
Because that's just what I think of Vladimir Putin. Have you ever seen that picture? There's all kinds of... About Vladimir Putin, there's all kinds of weird pictures of him, like, shirtless, being extremely manly. I think there's a picture of him wrestling a bear or something.
No, I've never seen any of those pictures. I don't...
And I mean a grizzly bear.
Kind of websites.
I don't mean, like, a big, hairy gay dude, because
like,
Putin obviously would not do that.
Look at those kind of websites. It's not my thing. So, no, I haven't seen any of that.
Oh, yeah. Just go to picturesofputin.com. I'm kidding. That doesn't exist. Maybe it does. Oh, if it doesn't... I'm going to buy the domain as soon as we're done. Oh, see, now someone's going to beat me to it because I said it on the air.
See? And how many times did we hear Reagan become invoked? I realize you're in the Reagan Library. I get that, folks, okay? But I don't need you to try and one-up each other to see who can be more Reagan-like.
Well.
And you know what? You know who had a really interesting position on that? Ann Coulter.
Oh, what did she say? Okay. She always says colorful things.
She does, but she actually she pointed it out that, you know, everybody's trying to be Reagan-esque and, you know, how they're all invoking God and they're all trying to be these, you know, old school traditional Republicans. And you know what? That doesn't work. Why is Trump winning? Is because the voters like him. The people like him. He's speaking to the voters. And she also, and this is what reminded me of it when I was reading her words, and she was talking about how Rick Santorum said that Ronald Reagan bombed Libya. If you want to be Reagan-esque, the path is clear. That's what Santorum had to say.
Right. I remember that.
Right. So she brings up the fact that, okay, yeah, Reagan bombed Libya, Bush invaded Iraq, prompting Gaddafi to end the weapons of mass destruction program, invited into the UN weapons inspectors, and pay the families of Lockerbie bombing victims $8 million apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And she also brings up the fact that Obama bombed Libya and sent American troops to participate in NATO's bombing of Libya, which helped oust Gaddafi, which led to the Islamic lunatics that are running around the country and murdered four Americans, including our ambassador in 2012, and the refugees are now flooding into Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So she's basically saying the formula of application of Reagan's policies from the 1980s don't always work the same way they did in the 1980s. She actually quoted, she said, similarly, Duran Duran's new single was kind of a dud.
Yeah.
I used to think, what would Reagan do, as a joke back in the 2005? These guys still think it's actually governing philosophy.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back. More debate coverage coming up. Stay with us.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
September 23rd, September 23rd, September 23rd. Mark that down on your calendar. Put it in your phone. Whatever you do, circle that date. 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. Yes, it is the return of the Joe Show. We will come back live with season 9. Wow, 9 seasons. I can only think of 4. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Salt, pepper, oregano, and thyme. No. Anyways, we don't have that much time. We're going to be back live September 23rd. Don't forget. At 9 p.m. Eastern here on OM Times Radio.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed, Jen Coffey, and are live tonight from the Uptown Auto Repair Studio on IPM Nation. And of course, as we are every Tuesday and Thursday night, OM Times Radio. And by the way, that song, I like to use that for bumper music. That's Mother's Talk by Tears for Fears, which actually people don't realize is about nuclear war. So, which is what I think of now when I think of Carly Fiorina. Can you imagine that woman during the Cuban Missile Crisis if she had been president then?
We'd probably be living underneath some kind of nuclear pollution, maybe like underground somewhere.
By the way,
she would have just blown all the stuff up.
I want to get back to the Reagan thing just for a minute. I actually thought, I guess in a weird way, I'm paying them all a backhanded compliment because I thought, given that they were at the Reagan Library, it just seems like compared to recent elections, and I don't know if this is maybe just my perception or maybe I'm onto something and it has to do with just getting further away from Reagan, just in terms of time. But I thought they were actually more restrained about that than I would have expected. It seems like everyone's always trying to pick up the mantle of Reagan. But
had to invoke Reagan.
I posted something on Facebook when I was kind of like, you know, live Facebook in the event. I said, did we get all the way to 9:03 p.m. before someone evoked Reagan? And I say evoke, by the way, is another casualty of the English language. It's one of those words that's disappeared. Because now everyone says invoke instead of evoke when really the word they're looking for is evoke.
Okay, now you're really getting weird.
There's a lot of words that just disappear from the English language, like exaggerate. No one says exaggerate anymore. Now everyone says over-exaggerate. The word exaggerate has disappeared from the English language.
Well, I'd say that quite a few of them were exaggerating last night.
Or the word instances or incidents. Now everyone combines them into incidences. So the words instances and incidents have disappeared
really
from the English
language. I really got to take that dictionary away from you.
I notice these things. Anyway, so.
You notice the weirdest things. But you know what I notice?
What?
I notice that Marco Rubio cannot stop talking about abortion. It's his go-to on everything. You can ask him whatever question you want to, and he's going to go to abortion.
Well, that and plays remember, well with the base. He's got a nomination to win.
You know what? And it doesn't. Did nobody learn a damn thing from Todd Akin?
Todd Akin? The legitimate rape guy?
The legitimate rape guy. Well, I would argue on how you spell his name considering it's A-K-I-N and not A-T-K-I-N.
A-T-K-I-N would be Atkin.
Well, how are you saying it?
Akin. A-K-I-N, Akin.
Well, how did I say it?
You said Akin, but now you're telling me it's Atkin.
No, I said Akin, and then you corrected me.
No.
Yeah, you
No,
did.
You said something else. No, I think you said Atkin.
No, I think you're just nuts.
No, I...
But no, nobody's...
I think you're dyslexic.
He's the one that said that there was legitimate rape.
Yeah.
And you rarely get pregnant. You know, and you know, he's...
Doesn't matter. The base likes that kind of stuff. These guys have a nomination to win.
I don't think they're gonna win the nomination that way. I really don't.
Oh.
Because the people that vote they're tired of that rhetoric.
Oh, I'm very skeptical of that. You really think so?
Yeah, I do.
You think primary voters,
the base
of the Republican Party is tired of that rhetoric?
Primary voters are sick and tired of political bullshit. I'm gonna say it. And they want somebody who's going to actually do something about the fact that we don't build anything anymore. We're losing our jobs. They're going overseas. I'm going to harp on this until I'm blue in the face. That we don't have quality jobs. That our children aren't educated appropriately. That they can't pass a simple math test. We get the stupid Common Core crap going on. That, you know, 2 + 2 isn't 4 anymore unless you have 3 pages of this Common Core mathematical nonsense. You know, one of my friends is a contractor. Big shout out to Buzz. And she was horrified looking at it. And she's like, as a contractor, I am afraid of what's going to happen with this next generation. How are they ever going to be able to do my job? They can't do simple mathematics.
Yeah, well, you know, with
we're not talking about that. We got to keep going back to these.
Wow.
Social issues
that's
are not going to make anybody's lives better.
That's never going to change, especially in the wake of the Planned Parenthood videos. That's never going to change.
Yeah, but a lot has come out about what there's some doctoring going on involved with some of those videos.
Ooh, you're a Republican. You're acknowledging that those were doctored?
I'm acknowledging that there is a possibility that some of those were doctored.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
But
good
that
for you.
Doesn't negate what somebody says.
No, I know, but that's just
and there's some scary stuff that got said in there. But I am
every
also,
other Republican on planet Earth is like, those videos prove that they're all murderers and evil and Nazis.
No,
and,
correction, that's not true, because I'm gonna agree with Mr. Trump and note that Planned Parenthood does more.
To his credit, yes.
That is a small portion. Do I like abortion? Of course not.
I discuss that.
I'm pro-life, but I do believe in the exception for rape, incest, and the endangerment of mother. I am not a Todd, and I am not a Rubio or a Huckabee that thinks, you know, there's legitimate rape that can get you pregnant, and that's cool.
I discussed, by the way, on the television show this week, and I would encourage people to watch it. It's up on IPM Nation on both our YouTube and our video Vimeo channels, rather. Planned Parenthood, and showed a graph which actually breaks down what they do. And it's abortions are only a small part of what they do, but the pro-lifers would have you believe that 99.99% of what Planned Parenthood does is kill babies, which is absolutely not the case.
They do abortions. And,
yes,
and
they do.
And there is a legitimate reason for people to say that they don't want to pay for someone's abortion. And I can understand that. And I can relate to it because I don't want to pay for war. I don't want to pay for dropping a bomb on some poor family who didn't do a damn thing to anybody.
Right.
And call that collateral damage and it's okay. Because it's not okay. But I don't get to take a choice as to where my tax dollars go.
Well,
I can do is try and be a voice and try and say something. And you look at that stage last night, and 90% of the people standing on that stage talked about doing what? Dropping bombs.
You know what? I just realized, and I didn't. It didn't occur to me until now. You know what they didn't talk about was abortion.
No.
Came up, did it?
Yes, it did.
Maybe briefly?
Well, of course it came up because it came up with Rubio.
Oh, right.
It always comes
up
with Rubio. No, they didn't, which I'm to their credit.
There were no questions about it. Yes, Rubio always goes to it.
He goes
to
it.
But there were no direct questions about abortion.
There wasn't. And I'm glad of that. I wish there was more dialogue about what specifically each one wants to do that's going to help improve our economic quality of life, what each one wants to do to attract more industry, to attract more R&D.
There was a little bit of that. Huckabee, to his
very
credit,
little.
And it's rare that you'll hear me say anything about Mike Huckabee, but say anything positive, rather, about Mike Huckabee, because I find him creepy. But Huckabee actually said something about, I mean, there were, but it's hard to address these in depth in a debate format, but he did say something about easing the tax burden on production, which actually Rick Santorum has talked about in the past too. And that is, that's something I would agree
Rand
with.
Rand Paul brought that up as well. And he specifically talked about the producers. We have to stop taxing and regulating the producers to death if we want to see job growth.
Yeah. So there was that, but it's hard to that stuff. It's so hard in a debate format where, especially when you've got 11 people up there, and you know, it's they tend not to be. I mean, to me, the debates are they're really not about substance. They're entertainment. That's how I regard them.
Well, you know what I thought was a really interesting,
especially with Trump.
Hey, all right, you
and
know
the
what?
Funny faces he makes. I thought he was having a mini stroke when
Carly
Fiorina was talking.
Oh, no.
Dude, the mugging that he does. I'm not knocking him for it. I think it's funny.
He's animated, and I don't think that that's a problem, but he was the only candidate to talk about the negative effects of Common Core on our youth and the fact that it's going to hurt our science and mathematics.
Don't you think he ran out of steam toward the end, though? He seemed really tired.
I think they all seemed exhausted by
the end. I think Trump, though, and granted, he's very tall.
Carson was going to fall asleep.
Oh, Carson needs like a vitamin B shot or something before he goes up there.
But you know what, though? You know what was really cool?
A jug of coffee.
The
I meant Carson.
You are so stuck on that.
I don't
that.
Have that sound clipper. Oh, maybe I do.
Oh, no, don't start that again.
I love the
he's addicted, folks. He's addicted to the Ben Carson commercials.
I'll find it during the break. I just love his.
For whatever reason, when they recorded those commercials, they let him go, and I'm Ben Carson.
He just sounds so cheerful when he announces that he approved this message. Everyone else tries to sound so somber and serious, and he's like, I'm Ben Carson.
I'm trying to be serious.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, let's be serious.
All right.
You got about a minute till the next break. Go ahead, be serious.
The exchange between Trump and Carson when it came to vaccinations.
I have my serious face on.
First time I've ever seen a presidential candidate or anybody worth their salt stand on a public stage and say that they are concerned there is a connection between vaccines and autism. And that, to his absolute credit, that he did. Ben Carson even agreed with Trump that there is a reason to be concerned about the number of vaccines that are given to kids all at once, and that there is a reason to look at potentially spacing them out. And he is a neurosurgeon. So he ended up agreeing with Trump on that one as well. That there was, there's not.
I wouldn't call it agreeing. I would call it suggesting that maybe Trump has a point, maybe, but I would not call it
agreeing. He does have a point.
I think he was trying to be kind about it.
There's a reason why we have this extraordinarily high rate of autism. And the one connecting factor that we can see is the overwhelming doubling of the number of shots that kids are getting at checkups. I mean, they're 1 month old and they're getting four shots. And you're shooting them full of stuff to create this, you know, hopefully this antibody against a disease, but you're also shooting them with things like thimerosal, which is mercury, which Dr. Oz even got on TV and talked about publicly. So we're starting to see that public discussion. And you should also remember, no, what do you mean you don't buy it?
I don't buy it. It's all been debunked years ago.
No, bullshit.
We got to take a break.
Why does the United States government have a vaccination injury department that pays people out on a scale?
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
The little children. I say I know that's true. I say love to the Muslims and the Jews, all the addicts and the porn stars too.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed. We're live on this Thursday evening on OM Times Radio and IPM Nation. We do have an active phone line, of course, if you'd like to join the discussion at That's the old number. 617-417-4IPM. 617-417-4IPM. You can call us or text us. Don't forget, we do have the active chat room, which the chat you can access anytime at ipmnation.com/MCU radio. And we've got all the other links there. The phone number's there. If you'd like the link to Facebook us or tweet us, that's all there. So we don't have to go through all that information. You can just go to that that page. And Jen, of course, you, as we announced, I think it was Tuesday night on the show, you're involved with the Trump campaign here in New Hampshire. And I don't know how objective you can be necessarily, but what would you say about Trump in terms of his debate performance?
I think he did a good job. I think he did a very good job. He dominated the stage. He didn't allow other people to really get him down.
He did own that stage, and I think I posted something about that, too. I
mean, people want a strong leader. They're tired of having a weak-kneed leader. Mm. We've had one for the last 6 years.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that.
I agree with that.
I will say...
It's the first American president I ever saw bow. Hey, truth hurts.
Trump, I do want to clarify something because I know that there's something that came up several times during the debate last night, but I haven't heard anyone really explain it recently. So they kept trying to, and I'm going to defend your guy here with this. His opponents, and I thought this, everybody who brought this up, I don't even remember who brought it up because it came up several times. Several different people tried to hit Trump with this, and it's it comes across as really kind of desperate, this bankruptcy thing, claiming that he went bankrupt four times. And the reality is he did not they try to spin it like he presents himself as this great businessman when in reality he went through a personal bankruptcy four times, and that's not the case. He's been involved in four bankruptcies involving businesses, which is not the same thing as a personal bankruptcy.
You're talking about Chapter 13s.
Right, and using the law, as he himself puts
restructuring,
it.
Restructuring, which is what we've
restructuring
done.
Restructuring debt, yes.
Which is exactly what the government did with the auto industry.
Well.
In a lot of ways.
Okay, the point I'm making, though, is he's not, the way they try to hit him with that, it's pointless. Because the way Trump defends himself is, and he is right about this. He's saying, look, I'm a businessman. I use the laws to my advantage. And in a situation where it makes sense to do the bankruptcy, I do it. But that's within the context of his business. That's not
and
a personal bankruptcy.
And it's not the same thing. And they're also counting on the American public hearing the word bankruptcy and thinking of personal bankruptcy.
Right. Yeah.
In the way that a citizen would handle their personal affairs, not in a restructuring situation involving a corporation or some other business under a Chapter 13 where they're not walking away from all of their debtors or restructuring and they're dealing with their debts in a different fashion. You know, that is an entirely different thing. But you're right. They want to. It's a red herring. I'm going to throw that word out there and just see if it'll stick if I say it enough times. Bankruptcy, bankruptcy, bankruptcy.
Right. And you know what? It comes off as desperate.
Not only that, but the other thing that is how many times somebody goes, well, you donated money to so-and-so or you. Oh, how'd you like the line? Was it Bush about having Clinton at the. No, wasn't.
Yeah, Bush. Hillary at his wedding.
Having Hillary at his wedding. Yeah. So what? So what?
Yeah.
I served in the New Hampshire House for 4 years. I had friends on the other side of the aisle. I had friends on the other side of the aisle.
Everyone knows he's friends with the Clintons. What's wrong with
having people that are friends with you?
Yeah.
You can't have friends if they don't have the right letter after their name.
Yeah, that comes across pretty desperate too when they try
it's
to hit him
stupid.
With that.
You know what though? It's interesting because it's funny. There's a couple of them I think that have stopped saying it because he gave them money too.
Yeah, but Carly Fiorina, though, now we were very critical of her earlier, but I will say she handled Trump flawlessly,
She handled herself.
When the question came up about his criticism of her looks, and I thought he handled it okay, too, when he said, no, I think Carly I mean, it might have come across a little disingenuous, but when he said, I think Carly's a beautiful woman.
I really don't think he came across disingenuous.
I don't know. But I thought he handled it okay. But she handled it very well.
Tactic. No, she did handle herself well on that one. Where she lost me was almost every answer to every question was about not talking to foreign governments.
She comes across very angry.
Yeah.
And again, I'm glad that you are here to back me up on that, because I know, again, some feminists will hear me say that and say, oh, you're saying,
our nuclear arsenal.
You're saying she's angry because she's a woman.
Yeah, no.
You know?
No, she's... She is beyond a war hawk. She's like ready to be the cause of World War III.
Now I have to wonder, though.
Let's not talk to Russia. Let's not talk to anybody. Let's only talk to the ones that we feel like talking to. Hey, that's a good attitude.
But I do have to wonder now, because obviously, you know, these are politicians and they will say disingenuous things. I wonder
if
she's
not a politician.
I wonder. Well, she's
not.
She
is
now. She is now. She's running for president.
But that's one thing her, Ben Carson, and Trump can have to their credit is that they're not politicians.
Okay. But she's running for president. She's behaving like a politician. Does she really? This is just what I'm wondering. There's no way to know. But is it possible that she is sort of doing this? I don't want to say overcorrecting, but maybe she doesn't necessarily believe everything she said, but she's sort of
that would make her a liar.
Trying to make sure that she comes across as extra tough because she's the one female on that stage.
I think that's a sexist remark by you.
So she's kind of overshooting.
No, you're being completely sexist.
How is that sexist?
You're assuming that she's trying to be tougher to
keep
up with the guys.
I'm speculating. You don't think it's possible that someone working on her campaign
said,
you got to come across as really tough.
Would you say the same thing about Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
You think Hillary Clinton's trying to be a guy?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not suggesting that about her. I'm saying, isn't it possible, though, that within her campaign there is talk about that? Like, look, because you're a woman... I'm not being sexist. I'm saying, but a lot of people are sexist.
I don't think that's what it is. I think it's this war hawkish attitude that we have.
But she takes it to such an extreme. It's like, oh, my God.
But she's not the only one.
Does she really believe that?
She's not the only one that's ready to start dropping bombs on shit.
To take it to that extreme? No one came close to what she said last night.
She was flat out. She wouldn't talk to Putin.
She wouldn't talk to Putin.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
She wants to start putting missiles... more missiles in Europe?
Yeah.
I mean, she took it to an extreme.
She did take it to an extreme. I will.
Nobody could touch her on that.
But the rest of them, with the exception of Trump and Paul, wanted just bomb stuff.
Oh, yeah. Very, very pro-war. By the way, I haven't said anything
along
yet
with
about
Hillary Clinton, who's also pro-war.
Yet about John Kasich. Kasich... I think I posted this on Facebook. Now, I disagree. I like the guy. He actually strikes me as the least repulsive of the bunch. He just seems reasonable. He seems like a pragmatist.
He seems lost, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's been in politics since 1978. That was his first election.
I think he...
He even pointed that out last night. My first election in 1978.
Yeah, but he was out
You know
of
what?
The game.
I was 7 years old then.
He was out
You've
of the game
been
for
in politics.
10 years.
So what? He took a break.
Nah, I like him.
I don't.
And I like that he says, you know, this whole shutting down the government idea is stupid. I loved his
He's
answer on gay marriage.
He's not the only one that's saying that.
Hmm?
I agree with you there.
Yeah. You know, he seems like much more of a pragmatist than an ideologue, and I like that.
He seems like he's going to fall asleep at the podium.
Oh, I don't agree. I think he was tired toward the end, but I think, like you said, I think they all were. I thought Ben Carson was going to fall asleep at the podium.
But he has a very calm and just nice way of coming across.
But it just got worse as the night went on. Toward the end, I mean, I literally thought this guy's going to be unconscious in 5 minutes.
You got to look at it from the perspective of there were very few breaks.
Oh, I know.
They're under extremely hot lights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Standing on their feet. With the exception of Rubio, nobody was obviously having anything to drink. that we could see on camera.
Yeah. Oh, except Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, I saw take a swig of water.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, it's trying on them.
Yeah.
I'll give them.
Well, it's funny. Your typical debate is 90 minutes to 2 hours, and it never even occurred to me until we were past the 2 hour mark. Then it suddenly dawned on me, oh, of course this is longer because you have so many of them. You have 11 people up there, so they had to extend it. So it made sense, but it didn't even occur to me until we were well into the debate. And like I said, I mean, I think it wrapped up at 11:20. So that was I was exhausted, and I love these, and I found it exhausting. When it did finally end, I was ready for it to be over, much as I enjoy these debates. Who else? Oh, and I heard some people are giving Chris Christie some high marks for his performance. I thought he just came off like a jerk.
He was a total jerk.
Yeah, but I guess I guess some people were saying, you know, he seemed like he was, you know, trying to take charge or whatnot. But
of what?
I didn't, you know, of the debate.
I like the exchange that went on between him and Rand Paul when Rand Paul was looking at him and saying, okay, so you would arrest the parents of the 2-year-old child and take her away from her family because they're giving her THC tincture. And for our listeners who aren't aware of this, Google this case, seriously. There's a 2-year-old little girl who has suffered from over 100 seizures a day since the day she was born. And she's had no quality of life and very little life expectancy. She basically couldn't do anything for herself. Her parents tried her on THC, which is a derivative of pot, cannabis. Very strong tincture, started giving it to her in a liquid form. This 2-year-old has spoken to her parents for the first time in her entire life.
Yep.
This 2-year-old is learning how to hold her head up. But Chris Christie, he'd put them in jail, take her away, throw her in a state place. Yep.
All right. We'll be right back. We got more Unleashed coming up. One more segment to go. Don't go away.
Barry Bonds, Barracuda, Chattanooga, back alley shooter, Black Valley Buddha, Cassie jumping out the plane like a black puma, Stone, Punk the Pesh.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed as we cruise into our final segment tonight from the Uptown Auto Repair Studio in Manchester, New Hampshire. Please check out this week's television edition of the show, which is up and available now on IPMNation.com. And, of course, you can get that either on our Vimeo or our YouTube channel. And I discussed Planned Parenthood, among some other things, the Black Lives Matter movement. And I talked about a bunch of stuff this week. So you can check that out. That was pre-debate, so there's no debate stuff in that episode, but still things that are relevant. Let's see, Jen, you were saying during the break, we didn't watch it yet, the kids table debate, as these have become known, because there's so damn many Republicans running all at once. So, the kids table debate, which of course is, who's it? Rick Santorum, Bobby Jindal. Who else?
There was only four of them.
There's
left
four.
Down there.
Yeah. I'm trying. Wow. I'm drawing a blank. George Pataki.
Pataki. Yeah.
Who no one cares about at this point. And who are we forgetting?
The other one? King? No.
I can't remember who the other one is.
I'm lost.
Wow.
Wow.
It's not Rick Perry because he already dropped out.
Yeah. You know, I think my I have found my favorite stupid moment from the kiddie table.
Yeah.
Rick Santorum.
Well, always count on him.
You got to count on him. Here's his direct quote. 16 years ago, this country was tremendously inspired by a young woman who faced a gunman in Columbine and was challenged about her faith. God. And she refused to deny God, Santorum explained during the CNN presidential debate. We saw her as a hero. Today, someone who refuses to defy a judge's unconstitutional verdict is ridiculed and criticized, chastised because she's standing up and not denying her God and her faith. That is a huge difference in 16 years. Yes, he did, in fact.
That's gross.
He did, in fact, compare Kim Davis, the idiot clerk from Kentucky, to the Columbine murder of a kid. Who was asked if she had a belief in God.
Yeah, they wrote a book about her and a movie, I think.
They did.
She said yes.
And it was a terrible thing that these kids...
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you can't even...
Horrific.
It's horrifying. How dare he? How freaking dare
How
he?
How dare he evoke that? Evoke?
Compare that child...
I know.
And this Kim Davis quack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Kim Davis, she of the extremely large forehead.
And multiple husbands and two children out of wedlock.
Big
and
forehead,
married the second
brain.
One the fourth time and the fifth and whatever. Yeah. And, you know, and whatever.
That's all right, though. She won't let the gays marry.
Okay.
So she's still assured a place in heaven. It makes up for all the other stuff. Oh, God.
I mean... You just can't. You can't make that stuff up.
But really, I mean, what's it matter? I mean, Santorum's got nothing to lose by saying something like that.
I will say that Pataki
has no chance.
Pataki actually said if she had been a clerk under his watch, he would have fired her.
Well, here's the thing about George Pataki, and this is why, on some level, it's almost kind of a bummer that no one cares about him. I mean, for those who don't know, he's a former governor of New York, but he really kind of missed his window as far as running for president. His national profile has faded since then. And a lot of people, you know, you say, Pataki, who's Pataki? But Pataki is he's the kind of Republican I would probably be more comfortable with because he's known for being very moderate. So as a moderate Republican and not a conservative Republican, I'm not surprised that Pataki said that he would fire Kim Davis.
You know who you were missing is Jindal.
Oh, Bobby Jindal? Didn't I say him?
I'm not sure.
I thought I said him. Bobby Jindal, Rick Santorum, George Pataki. It's not in the article there that you read who the fourth one is. I can't believe I'm blanking on who the fourth candidate
picture,
was.
Picture, but I can't remember what his name is.
Wow.
I'm completely blanking.
I am too.
What a terrible, terrible thing.
Oh, well. Hey, before...
It was a kid's table, so what do you want?
Before we wrap up, too, just... because I'll try to go through some of these quickly. PolitiFact.com, fact-checking the debate. I love the fact-checking stuff. This is always great. We'll run through some of these quickly. Mike Huckabee said the government made accommodation to the Fort Hood shooter to let him grow a beard for religious reasons. That's actually false.
Yep, that's right. He did say that.
Yep. You
that's because Huckabee was trying to justify Kim Davis.
Right, exactly. Yep. You won't like this one, but Ben Carson saying pediatricians have cut down on the number and proximity of vaccines because they recognize
that's not true.
There have been too many in a short period of time. That is pants on fire.
Oh, that's totally not true. I knew that wasn't true when he said it.
Oh, okay. Says here, leading medical experts agree on vaccination schedule.
He actually agreed with Trump in saying that it was worth looking into, seeing that he would not be objectionable to spacing out vaccinations.
Carly Fiorina said, and I knew this was wrong when she said it, one of the Planned Parenthood videos shows a fully formed fetus on the table, its heart beating, its legs kicking, while someone says, we have to keep it alive to harvest its brain.
Yeah.
That is mostly false. Her description is a bit garbled, it says. Donald Trump says Marco Rubio has the worst voting record there is today. That mostly true. Rubio missed a third of votes.
Yep.
And by the way, Rubio's response to that was bizarre. I didn't even get what the hell Rubio.
Yeah,
that was bizarre.
He just went off on this weird tangent.
It didn't make sense.
Trying to make excuses as to why he missed so many votes.
Yeah, it's a very strange moment.
You know, I mean, I've had the luxury of being around Congressman Ginta.
Yeah,
and I've seen him running, you know, going back and forth and running back and forth to D.C. to not miss votes.
Right.
To not miss being there for things. So I know that it can be done. And to his credit, Ginta has young children. So I don't know what that garbled mess was of an excuse he gave.
Very strange. Trump said, I thought this was suspect when he said it. Trump also said Mexico doesn't have birthright citizenship and Americans are the only ones to have it. That is false. Mexico does have it, plus 31 other countries. Yeah, when he said that, I was like, no, that doesn't sound right. Carly Fiorina said the marijuana that kids are smoking today is not the same as the marijuana that Jeb Bush smoked 40 years ago. That is true. Today's weed packs a bigger punch. I figured that was probably accurate. Mike Huckabee said...
Yeah, but she also went further to try and compare weed to alcohol.
Yeah, that was stupid.
And alcohol is far worse.
Absolutely.
Far more dangerous, far more deadly, and takes way more lives. And takes lives. Weed does not take any.
Mike Huckabee said, we've just now given over $100 billion to Iran. The equivalent in U.S. terms is $5 trillion.
Yeah, I didn't get that one either.
That is half true. The U.S. isn't handing Iran a check. He's talking about we've given them this money by lifting sanctions. But he tried to spin it as though we're giving them foreign aid like we do to some other countries.
Yeah, that's a wicked stretch.
Yeah. Ted Cruz said a majority of the men and women on this stage have previously and publicly embraced amnesty. I'm the only candidate on this stage who has never supported amnesty.
Not true.
Well, according to PolitiFact, that is mostly true. Cruz has taken the hardest, most consistent line. PolitiFact, is sort of they're accepting the what has become the conservative definition of amnesty, which is not what amnesty is. But so they're almost giving him a pass on that.
That's kind of
You could. It depends on how you want to. I prefer the traditional definition of amnesty, which is absolutely not what immigration reform is. Jeb Bush said when he, Donald Trump, asked. Oh, interesting. When he, Donald Trump, asked Florida to have casino gambling, we said no. PolitiFact says that is mostly true. Jeb gets the better part of fight with Trump. Interesting. Donald Trump says Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker turned a $1 billion surplus into a $2.2 billion budget deficit. That is mostly false. He's repeating a debunked claim. Hugh Hewitt, who was the conservative there asking, he got to ask, I don't know, three or four questions. Said history suggests sports will quickly subsume a lot of the attention span of the country in the presidential primary. That is half true. Polls show public interest holds steady. Donald Trump says Jeb's policies in Florida helped lead to its almost total collapse. That's mostly false. The Great Recession befell the entire country. Yeah, I mean, that's a bit of hyperbole on Trump's part.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, California went broke. Other states,
well, yeah, but
there's states that survived and were smart, and there were states that sunk.
Sure, but
because
yeah.
of mismanagement and poor fiscal policies.
Let's see. And then there's some others thrown in here. Well, we're almost out of time, but other people commenting on the debate. Michelle Bachman, for example, says Donald Trump's polling numbers show that he's the highest with Hispanics that any Republican has ever been. That's Michelle Bachman, of course, saying that. That is false. No national poll shows this. Let's see. Skipping down here.
However, the national polls are showing him leading in Iowa, California.
He is the clear front runner.
New Hampshire.
You know what? We're not going to get to any more of these because we're almost out of time. But if you've never looked at PolitiFact.com, please check it out. There's also FactCheck.org. These are nonpartisan fact-checking sites. And if you're interested in facts, a lot of people aren't. A lot of people are only interested pushing their
really
own
cool.
ideological agenda. What's that?
These are really cool.
Yeah.
It's like I always say, don't take our word for it. Look it up.
Absolutely. So we are out of time, but we will be back, of course, on Ohm Times Radio on Tuesday night. And you can look for additional content from this show, plus Jen's show, Liberty Walk, that she hosts with Jen Wells over on IPM Nation. When is the next? I think the next debate's not for a few weeks. So,
all the candidates will be coming back to our neck of the woods.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
we're in New
know
Hampshire,
we
so
might come back in here.
We get the first in the nation primary where we are, so we're lucky.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks everybody. Good night.
Night.